the battle begins, nay to too much replay, and the game is its own reward. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It's fast becoming a rite of winter. High school sports cheering sections learning how to become more sportsmanlike and have fun in the process. The 5th annual Battle of the Fans is now underway, the original and only true statewide search for the best cheering section around. The Battle of the Fans was created by the MHSAA Student Advisory Council, and it helps create better student leaders and a positive atmosphere for school sports that still keeps an emphasis on the game. Andy Freshour, marketing and brand coordinator for the association, talks about the program's success.
We've really found that the culture is starting to change at schools in regards to sportsmanship around the state. We've got a number of schools that have been involved, and they tell us, their administrators tell us, just how their hallways have changed, their games have changed, and I think it's because it's become kind of a fun and cool thing to do on a Friday night.
Schools have until January 9th to submit their application materials, which will be reviewed by the Student Advisory Council, and 5 finalists will be selected. The finalist tour runs from mid-January to mid-February at the selected schools, which is followed by online voting and the selection of this year's champion on February 19th, which will be honored at the MHSAA Boys Basketball Semifinals in March. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Rick Roberts, who recently retired after 35 years of coaching high school football, the last 23 at Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, winning 202 games, including an MHSAA title with the Fighting Irish in 2010. And to Dick Kalahar of Jackson, who is spending his first season watching games from the stands after 54 years of service to school sports as a registered game official. Looking for the best post-workout snack? Pair protein with carbohydrate to help your muscles recover quickly and efficiently. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
When watching a college or NBA basketball game, the last 2 minutes can seem like it takes forever, especially with all the instant replay that has crept into the game of basketball. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or to confirm or overturn a call made during the game. The only time video is used at the high school level is in the MHSAA semifinal and final games held at the Breslin Center. In these games, video review can only be used to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot at the end of the period was a 2-point or 3-point field goal. The MHSAA believes that this very limited use of instant replay in these games is the right call.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. There's no better time than when we flip the last page of the calendar over to the new year to reflect on what we are doing in our lives, or in this case, what we are doing in kids' sports. So it was refreshing recently to read something written by Eric Streelman, a coach and athletic administrator from Everett, Washington, describing a counter approach for school sports that combats something crafted by parents and others called the culture of me. Streelman's goal is to glorify the team, that's we over me, and to make the games fun for the kids. Here's a passage that sums it all up. The game itself is reward enough. If there was no one in the stands and no one in the press box, we would still play this game. If there was no newspaper, no huddle, no max preps, we would still play this game. If there were no trophies, no all-conference teams, and no postseason banquets, we would still play this game. If there were no 40 times, no combines, no recruiting services, and no college scholarships, we would still play this game. The game itself is reward enough. The love of your teammates is enough. The respect of your coaches is enough. Giving your best is enough. The brotherhood is enough. The memories are enough. The fact that this is the most fun that you will ever have is enough. Thanks, Eric. Let's take this attitude into 2016 and beyond. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.